when we hear this music beginning, even quite experienced choral singers can be forgiven for starting to get a little bit tense. Am I going to croak? Is anything going to come out? Will we come in on all those things? And like everything else, the more practice it is, the more that your body knows what to do, no matter what nonsense is going on in your head, then the more likelihood you have of success. There could be many, many analogies to that, like pianists coming away from a concert and swearing they cannot remember a single note they played in the fast bit in the second movement because they were so scared, but their fingers knew what to do. Or sports people who did something extraordinary and would say, I have no idea how that happened. And that's a little bit like that. So here are some thoughts on how we can get to the stage where our bodies, when we hear this music, will just get ready to do exactly what we want for them. And in doing that, like everything else, we can educate ourselves physically to be relaxed and prepared and ready. First thing is, you hear this. Let's... that lovely loose hum that we use so often in our warm-up, with a little bit of air coming down the nose at the beginning. You have it. There, okay? Good idea to play that part of the tape, the beginning of a recording, the beginning of the line tape. Just have that ready. Now, I'm going to play the three bars before you actually come in, and at the moment where the choir comes in, you're going to hum that note, but stress-free, easy. Release, air come in, hum, okay? Three bars before, sounds like. Was this the note you were humming? Was it stress-free? And even if the answer to both those questions is yes, still do that two or three times, every so often, or every time you hear it come on the radio or whatever. Yeah? You can put that little bit of the tape on a loop. When we come to your moment, you hum that note until you might even try to sing a different note and your body will refuse you permission. Now, the next element is the z, 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 z. One exercise you can do is moving from Z. Remember when we were warming up, release, air coming in, loose, relaxed, stress-free, going from, so that it doesn't become and then z. scared to sing. The piano. I hope even with a microphone across the internet you can hear the difference between those two. It's not tied. Okay, so let's do two. I'm going to play three bars before the first chord. You hum. I'm going to go back to three bars before, and you produce the first consonant and vowel. E, Z, okay? Once with the hum, then with the consonant. Here we go. Where you are, nice and stress-free, okay? Worth practicing, even if it's not it's worth practicing no matter what. That moment is something that you've done so many times that your body just knows what to do. Okay? Now, let's go to where that music comes back, that in just before E, the recap, when we find ourselves now, after many hints, on the chord of D flat major. The F becomes the third down to here. Now, finding that tonality not at all difficult because we've been brought into it in our previous phrase, remember? And that's where we are in bar 96, okay? Now, I'm going to play you the four bars before your D flat Zeilig, and you're going to hum just as we did at the beginning. Where you were naturally were, okay? This is not an ear training exercise. This is putting that moment on your body. Can you breathe relaxed, think about nothing else, and hum a lovely, resonant, warm D flat? Okay? You need to be slightly inhuman not to get a little tingly nervous in this bit with the orchestra playing pianissimo, and then this chord. This is why I stress the stress-free practice and the practice until it's just automatic. Okay? That you can achieve by putting those sections of this little video onto a loop, or just going back over them two or three times, then leave it. And maybe on another practice day, I'll just go and do that again, and then leave it. Of course, the same approach applies to many first notes. Listen to that. Okay. This is the intellectual way. Oh, I hear my note there, or there, it's there, and then I come in. This goes way beyond that. In the way that we don't need to translate for ourselves word by word in our mother tongue. No, it's in there. Come this moment, I sing zilig on a D, on this sound. I nearly said, who cares if it's a D flat? It's this sound. Yeah? That's where we're aiming for with that type of practice.